USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Someone said to be a senior White House official speaking out against President Trump anonymously in today's New York Times. The author of the op-ed piece saying some members of the White House staff are working to, in his words, thwart the president's worst inclinations and misguided impulses. Moments after he learned of it last evening, President Trump said,
"So when you tell me about some anonymous source within the administration, probably who's failing, and probably here for all the wrong reasons. No. And the New York Times is failing."
And counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says she thinks President Trump is good for America.
"This is a historic and unprecedented economic boom time."
Conway speaking there on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Today will be day three of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing after senators yesterday pressed him on issues like abortion. Kavanaugh describing Roe v. Wade, the landmark Supreme Court ruling on abortion, as settled law. Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter of California now faces allegations of having affairs as part of the accusations of misusing campaign funds. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Hunter and his wife have entered not guilty pleas to 60 charges of misusing $250,000 of campaign funds on themselves, arguing the charges that some of that money was spent on personal relationships with at least five people should not be included, arguing there's no underlying criminal activity in suggested infidelity.
Hurricane Florence in the Atlantic, and forecasters say the storm could take a path that hits the East Coast next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruta, conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruta Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Senator Bernie Sanders is taking aim at massive companies whose workers are on public assistance. The Vermont Independent introducing a bill yesterday called the Stop Bezos Act, named after the founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos. The bill would tax companies the same amount their workers receive on public assistance. Sanders saying the American taxpayer shouldn't have to subsidize profitable corporations run by some of the wealthiest people in the nation. He also called out Burger King, McDonald's, and American Airlines. The Nike ad featuring Colin Kaepernick will be airing during the NFL season opener tonight. The ad for the company featuring the NFL quarterback who created a firestorm when he started kneeling during the national anthem before games to protest racial injustice. A two-minute version of the Nike commercial already on Twitter, also featuring LeBron James and Serena Williams. The Department of Justice plans to meet with state attorneys general this month to look into accusations that social media companies are stifling viewpoints. Facebook and Twitter officers in Washington yesterday addressing the issue. Attorney General Jeff Sessions calling for a September 25th meeting when it can be discussed further. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.